What are suppressor variables? How are they identified, interpreted, and dealt with in the present and future studies? Now, the way that they're defined and the way that they're identified, pretty much the same thing. A suppressor variable is, first of all, a variable that has a significant multivariate contribution. You cannot have a suppressor effect unless that variable is a contributor in the multiple regression model. There are two kinds. Variables that are not correlated with the criterion but have a multivariate contribution, and variables that are correlated and have a multivariate contribution with opposite sign. That's it. Those are the two kinds. How are they identified? By looking at the bivariate and the multivariate stats for each. How they're interpreted, going back to question 17, how they're interpreted depends upon whether you're interpreting the bivariate analysis or the multivariate analysis. If you came to do a set of correlations, you don't really care that it's a suppressor. You tell what the correlations tell. If you came here to do a multiple regression model, you don't really care that it's a suppressor. You care how do we interpret it within that multiple regression model. The reason you go looking around after suppressors is because they're a surprise. And a statistical surprise is either something has gone horribly wrong or something has gone horribly right. Either something has gone horribly wrong, that something in your sampling and your measurement or your data cleaning screwed up your data, or you have just gotten an opportunity to discover something new. That's the horribly right. I mean, most of the time you can track down a suppressor effect in an afternoon. When you're all done, it may be the coolest piece of data you have in that whole study. Now, how is it dealt with in the present? In the present study, what you want to do is you want to figure out which variables the suppression happens with. So you want to figure out what variables, if I have in the model, do I get that flip, and which variables aren't part of it. You want to figure out which variables are part of the suppressor effect so you can tell a story. The example that we had is I showed how we had, what was it? We're looking at the different elements of the GRE. And if you took both quantitative and analytic into account, verbal flipped sign. If you took only one or the other, it didn't flip. Okay? So I got to tell a story that includes all three of those components. In future studies, first of all, you try to replicate the suppressor effect to see if it happens all the time or just sometimes. Because you don't always get that verbal suppressor effect. You only tend to get it in really selective programs where they are really picking on particular patterns of data. So in future studies, you do what you always try and do. You start out by replicating. Then you want to add variables to the picture that will allow you to try and sort out the multivariate complexity, which is a suppressor effect.